How to find and purchase penny stocks with E-Trade. Ladies and gentlemen, let me put the disclaimer here first. This is not me endorsing you, telling you to go buy penny stocks. This is just something that was requested of me to make a video, updated video on, of showing people how to find and buy penny stocks with E-Trade. So in this video, I'm going to show you exactly how to do that with E-Trade. But first, hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon, hit that like, comment, and share button. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, this is the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so let's jump straight into it. So I'm also going to be broadcasting this on my podcast too. So if you're walking, listening, or whatnot, I'm going to show you exactly how you can walk through this via the audio version too if you was just listening and wasn't following along as well. So y'all let me know what y'all think of this as well. But anyway, what you're going to do once you log into your E-Trade account, you're going to go all the way to the top where it says Markets and Ideas, right? So you click on Markets and Ideas. Up under Markets and Ideas, you go to Stocks, right? Go to Markets and Ideas, then to Stocks. Once you click on Stocks or hover over Stocks, it's going to give you two options. It's going to say Stock Screener and Analyst Recommendations from Tip Ranks. So you're going to go to the first one that says Stock Screener. Now, once you go to Stock Screener, this is going to give you a way of finding stocks and how you can screen them out. You can screen them out via a filter. You can say filter them out. You can filter them out via market size, price, opinions, the fundamentals, earnings, dividends, technicals, all of the good stuff, right? But we're going to say here, we're just looking for stocks that are penny stocks, right? So we're going to go to price and volume, and we're like, hey, E-Trade, pull up everything that's under a dollar. So right here up under price and volumes, go to share price and put $1, you know, because it's saying, do you want something greater than or less than? So we're going to put in $1 less than the share price. As it shows us, they have a result of 3,169 stocks that are under $1, right? So now you're going to scroll down. You're going to hit View Results. Hit View Results. So right here, they now have the 3,169 stocks that are under a dollar in front of your face. So one thing you can do, since some people may be concerned about the price, go to Prior Close and click on Prior Close. Click on it again, and then what this is doing now, this is giving me the most expensive, the stock that's closest to a dollar all the way down. So right here, this stock is 99 cent, 99.8 cent, 99 cent, and it's going to go all the way down to the stocks all the way worth below a penny, right? Yes, there are stocks below worth a penny. So you can see all the stocks that's up under a dollar, that's a penny or whatever the case may be. And let's say if you decide on this wireless telecom group, this is just a random company I'm picking out or whatnot. You right here, you have the market cap, all of the great stuff. So you're like, oh, for some reason you like this wireless company. You click on it. You can hover over and buy it too, but you click on it. And if you decided, hey, this is what you want to do, you want to buy it, you look at the company, you can look at the charts, the fundamentals, the earnings, which are probably going to suck. But most penny stocks, they are. You know, the volume, that's what is very important too. Whatever the case may be, and you're going to hit buy. Now, once you hit buy, what's going to happen is, boom, here's your penny stock. You say you want to buy it. You want to buy, I don't know, 100 shares or 10 shares or whatever you want to buy. You know, you want to buy one or whatever the case may be. And you're going to hit market, right, or whatever the price is going to be. And for a prime example, you got to be, for there's going to be a fee attached with that. I think the fee for buying penny stocks is like $5, $6 for E-Trade or whatnot. It's not free on E-Trade to buy penny stocks, but there you go. You're going to hit preview order, and then you're going to confirm the order, and that's how you find and buy penny stocks with E-Trade. So my name is Prince Dykes. This is the Investor Show. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe, peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you.